Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Hungrier than ever.
Cam Newton can move with that football.
There goes Cam.
I'm at your neck.
Dale Arnold.
I'm not gonna put everybody else hungry, but the question is, everybody else gonna do the same?
Look, do you want to hoop or not? I don't hear none of the other contenders complain.
Rich Keefe.
Will Patrick Mahomes be the greatest quarterback that ever played?
I think so.
You out your mind?
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Football is not that difficult.
This bleep calculus.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. We've talked a lot today about Cam Newton, and it is, at least in my opinion, it's safe to say that if he performs like we expect he's going to perform, he could quickly become arguably the most popular athlete in Boston when all is said and done. But it might be a little early for that now, don't you think?
I don't know, Dale.
Hasn't thrown a pass yet.
I got him in my top five. I think the position that he plays and the sport that he plays automatically puts you on the short list. It's just, I know all the teams have really good fan bases, all four of them do here in Boston, but football's just on another level. The Patriots are on another level, and Tom Brady was in that top spot for probably 20 years. There have been a lot of other great, you know, Ortiz was probably really close to him, and Pedro and Manny, but it was Brady for the longest time, and I think just the hype and the anticipation and the excitement and everything else like that, I think it puts him in that top five.
So with Brady gone and Gronk gone, it got us to thinking about the five most popular athletes in Boston from the four major pro sports teams. No disrespect meant to the Revs or
Pride
or anybody else.
I think it's amazing if you think back to maybe 2 years ago where you would have when Gronk was playing, it was Brady and Gronk. But you also
one and two.
You also had Mookie Betts, and when we liked Kyrie Irving, you know, like they had some really
that one brief moment when you liked Kyrie Irving,
right? And then you know the Bruins guys were still the same. So whether you thought Bergeron or Marchand or Chara or whoever, they were all there. So every team had like easy guys to gravitate towards, and then the Patriots lose their top two, at least most popular guys. The Red Sox get rid of Mookie Betts. Kyrie Irving, first he sours while he's here, but then he was gone. And you're like, wow, what a difference a couple of years makes. And I was trying to think, you know, who are the five most popular athletes right now in Boston? And it's not easy. I bet everybody has a different list.
I can't put Cam on my list yet simply because he literally hasn't even put the uniform on yet.
I think
he's going to quickly go there.
Yeah.
As soon as he's playing, football is king. We understand that. The quarterback is king. All of those things. He's charismatic. All of the things that will make him wildly popular. But I can't put him on my list when he literally hasn't even put a uniform on yet.
So I have him on mine. And I would also say Tampa Bay is clearly not the sports city that Boston is. But if you ask them who are the most popular athletes in Tampa Bay, Tom Brady's on there. Tom Brady's probably number one. You know, yeah. So I think you can, without even having played a game, you can be there. Because, again, popularity is just that alone. It's not who are the most successful guys, who are the guys that have done the most for the city. Nope, it's just who's popular. And Cam Newton's jerseys are on sale now at their pro shop. And I would guess in a couple of weeks or whenever we get the updated jersey sales, Cam Newton's probably up there with the Tuas and Gronk and Brady and guys like that.
So I have my list. My five guys, I assume you've got your list there.
Yes.
Now, do we rank them from 5 to 1? Is that how we do it?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, should I give you mine first?
Let's hear it.
Number 5 on my list is Rafael Devers, who is very popular. Kids love him. You know, I think he's on the verge of breaking out and becoming a superstar anyway.
Yeah, he could.
He's got that permanent smile attached to his face. People just love everything about him. So Devers is number 5 on my list.
Okay.
Number 4 is Julian Edelman. With what's remaining, and not because Cam hasn't played yet.
Right.
Julian Edelman is the most popular player left for the Patriots right now. Huge social media presence. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes him. He's funny. He's productive. He's a terrific player. So he's number 4 on my list. Number 3 on my list is Patrice Bergeron. Who I think is the most... I don't know anybody who's ever said anything bad about the guy.
No.
Ever.
I have not heard it from a teammate, an opponent, a fan, anybody.
Very productive, too, by the way. Not just sure. Popular, but is a really good player. He's number 3 on my list.
Okay.
Number 2 on my list is Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Again, best player on the team, budding superstar, young, charismatic, like everything about him. And number 1 on my list is Xander Bogaerts.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Interesting. I just feel like the incredible player, but because he's quiet, like I personally didn't have any Red Sox on my list. And I thought Mookie Betts would have cracked it because I think
he would have if he'd been
Sure. He clearly would have. And I think it's his personality combined with, you know, being an MVP and all that stuff. Like, I think Bogaerts and Devers are probably the best left side of the infield in the majors. But I think the interest and the excitement has gone down a bit for the Red Sox. Part of it is just baseball, right? It's not the Red Sox themselves, but it's baseball. And I just don't know if people have the same attachment as they do to the guys that are on my list. I would go Brad Marchand, number 5. I think, obviously, around the league, polarizing, but here, you love him.
Oh, they love him here. Absolutely.
Terrific player. I would go Jason Tatum, 4. I think right now he's the most popular player on the team. Kemba Walker, I think, was really picking up steam as far as, you know, people really loving him. They opened their arms up to him because he was replacing Kyrie Irving, and you're like, this guy seems to get it. But because Tatum's the guy that was drafted by the team and was probably the best player on their team when Kyrie went down and they almost made it to the NBA Finals, and there's the hope that he is going to one day soon be a top 5 player, top yep. 10 player, if he's not 10 already. So I think there's so much love for him. And then I would go Bergeron 3. I agree with you, Bergeron 3. Again, this is one of those things where the tenure is such a huge part of it. He's been here for such a long time. And then I go Patriots for the top two spots. I'd go Cam Newton 2, Julian Edelman 1. Just because it's the Patriots. I just think football, Patriots, we'll see it in jersey sales. You know, these guys too, you know, the imprint that they have, both of them, in social media, like you say, and you can sort of keep up with what they're doing. You know, Edelman, I know he's kind of copied Brady in a lot of different things, but he's tried to have his own little brand as well. And I just think those guys, if it's close at all, I always go with the tiebreaker with football. So I have those guys in my top spot.
I tried real hard not to be too hockey-centric because that would be what everybody would have expected me to do.
Yeah.
I still think that, obviously, football and baseball are bigger in Boston than hockey. I still think that the Bruins are ahead of the Celtics in this town, and I know some people disagree with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I had one Celtic. I had one Bruin. I did have 2 Red Sox because I just can't put Cam Newton on my list.
Oh, I love Cam.
And I gave you the reasons.
I think when a Red Sox player combines being an electric player with a big personality, then they can be at the top of the list. You know, whether it was Ortiz, Pedro, or Manny for the longest time. I mean, those were the guys. And I just feel like as good as Bogaerts and Devers are, it, you know, again, pretty reserved. You know, you don't really hear a whole lot from him. I think if he was healthy, Chris Sale might have had an opportunity to be on my list. But I think the way last season played out and now the injury, and you're like, okay, he kind of fades down my list. You know, I don't know if there's another guy, maybe Devin McCourty. Who else on the Patriots would even
and
be
Matthew
in the...
Slater is wildly popular.
No, but not like this.
But he's not a star.
Yeah. Like, people like him, but there's no like
Stephon Gilmore.
Slater jerseys. Yeah, Gilmore maybe.
I'm actually really surprised neither of you had Zdeno Chara.
No.
He is the most, in my opinion, the most recognizable Bruin.
Well,
because
he's
of his 6'9". It helps.
But
he's also been like the face of the team. Like, I know Bergeron is probably their best player. Him and Pastrnak and Marchand are the best line this team has had in years.
Yeah, I would put Pastrnak over Chara as far as popularity.
Because I think young kids love
Pastrnak. The scoring is more exciting than a good defenseman, you know, and I think...
I would actually have Pastrnak ahead of Marchand, who was on your list.
Yeah, I could see
popularity
that.
Popularity now.
I could see it. Again, you're threatening to score 50, 60 goals in a season. Like, it's easy
to
shoot up the
everybody
list.
Almost just kind of puts that first line, like, together.
Yeah,
almost.
You're right.
So it's almost like they split votes.
Yeah.
And that's why, in my head, when I think of the Boston Bruins, the first face that comes to my head is Dano Chara.
But I also
all right, so give us your list, Shime. Tell me what you got.
So at number 5, I have Cam Newton.
Here comes that sad sack, Chris Shime.
At number 5, I have Cam Newton. I think just the
it
hype
is,
and the popularity
is crazy,
but he
hasn't even played.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Number 4, I had Xander Bogaerts. I did have a Red Sox player on my list. I felt like Bogaerts is that guy. I had Zdeno Chara at number 3.
Okay.
I think for me, Zdeno Chara is just the most recognizable Bruin without a question. Number 2, I had Julian Edelman. And number 1, I have Jason Tatum. I think Tatum is the most popular athlete in Boston right now.
Yeah, I think you can make an argument for him. I mean, people love Tatum. It's sort of the
I love Tatum too, but
I don't
think he's the most popular athlete in Boston yet. I mean, he's probably on that path. If he keeps going the way he's going, that may well be the case.
He's one of the most hyped up Celtics players that is like homegrown. I've in my lifetime that I've really ever seen.
And there really is something to the NBA player becoming a superstar and I think part of it, again, people make this stupid thing like, well, he doesn't, you know, they're not wearing a helmet. They're not wearing equipment. Like, they're not, you know, you see them and like the jerseys and all that stuff. And it's just, I do think that, you know, even when Isaiah Thomas was here, like that burned so hot, but he was so popular. And I think that with Tatum, yeah, there's definitely that opportunity
outside
for him to be
of this state in New England. Just basketball superstars just are more universal than other sports.
Oh, yeah,
and it may just be the way they market their players.
Right.
But in this town, just for the sake of our discussion, do you think that the Bruins are a bigger deal or the Celtics? Just in this town. Not nationally. I know what it is nationally.
I think the Celtics are a slightly bigger deal because I think their fans are like more ravenous. Like,
oh,
they
not
will,
even close.
When you
hockey
when you
fans
criticize
are so
the
much
Celtics,
more rabid.
The green teamers just come funneling out of the woodwork.
That's true.
Shime, you are dead wrong about this. You couldn't be more wrong.
You're not biased at all, Dale.
No, obviously
I think you can
obviously
at least understand the part of it. I know you
said that earlier.
I
said it earlier.
Yeah.
There is no more rabid fan base in Boston than Bruins fans. They're ahead of the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics. The rabidness of the fan base of hockey fans in this town is far and away the leader.
I see. I think the Celtics are almost as bad as the Patriots fans. And Patriots fans are some of the worst fans, no offense, but are some of the worst fans in the country.
What do you mean by that?
When you criticize the Patriots, they immediately, we the North, we are going to fight you. We're against the people.
That's their thing. No, I think Bruins and Celtics are pretty close, and it might the whoever has a better chance of winning it that year sort of gets the extra group, right? The group that is probably more just a Patriots fan or whatever, but if there's a team that has a chance of winning, they sort of jump to their side. And so, like, this year, the Bruins are a better team than the Celtics, although the Celtics are good, too. Like, they're not one of the top two teams in the league like the Bruins are, but I think in that regard it's pretty close. But I do think that just the basketball player itself has a better chance of being the superstar or like the more popular guy.
In America, I agree. In Boston, I don't.
I mean, do you think who was more popular in the city, Paul Pierce or Patrice Bergeron?
Paul Pierce by a country mile.
I think Paul Pierce for sure. Yeah.
Well, Paul Pierce doesn't play now, but in his lifetime, maybe.
I know he doesn't play now, but so for the last 20 years, who was the most popular Bruin? Andrew Raycroft. Now, compare him to, like, Pierce or Garnett. Pierce and Garnett would be the top two guys from the last 20 years, I'd say, from the Celtics as far as the popularity standpoint.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'd put them up against, you know, anybody from the Bruins. Now, where they would fall in comparison would be Brady, Gronk, David Ortiz.
And I'm not trying to compare those at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys would be head and shoulders above everybody else. But of the group that's left, you know, there is no Ortiz. There is no Gronk. There is no Brady. I mean,
well, there's a chance for somebody to sort of steal it. Like that's also the greater point is, like, there's an opportunity for someone to sort of take over and be the most popular athlete in town. And I think Tatum and Pasternak and Bogarts and Devers are the guys, when you combine how good they are with their ages, maybe Jaylen Brown, but I think Tatum he's a better player. I think those guys, because there's a chance they could all be here for a long time. They could be the face of the franchise, but they could also be one of the better players in their leagues. Like, they all have a much better chance. Like, Edelman's not going to play for a whole lot longer, right? You know, and who knows with Cam Newton? That's such a
my thing with Celtics.
I mean, Boston does not have a single player who has the argument to be made that they're the best player in their league. They have none.
Nope.
I mean, not anymore. They had it for a while. They don't anymore. I mean, even on my list of five guys, I wouldn't try to make an argument that any of these guys are the best players in their league. But I don't think popularity... I mean, Patrice Bergeron is obviously not in the consideration of being the best player in the NHL.
No.
But he is wildly
popular. Oh, super
popular.
Yeah. But it helps, right? Like, the super popular guys usually are also really, really good. And then you combine it with a personality and just the attack. But also, you know, big moments with the team. So obviously Cam doesn't have that. But other guys, you sort of remember certain moments. You know, like, sure, Julian Edelman was a Super Bowl MVP. So that kind of vaults him up a little bit. That catch he had against the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Which, like, I still don't understand how
insane
he did it.
Doesn't make any sense. So you kind of combine all that, and it's... But that's sort of the point. I think for years, everybody's lists probably would have been about the same, right? Brady, Ortiz, Gronk.
Like,
or whatever it was. Like,
one,
for the,
two, three,
for the
and then figure
time
out the other two.
And now it's like, yeah, I think this guy, I think that guy. I think, like, we all had three different number ones. So, like, that's
completely different lists.
Right. So that's sort of the point. It's an interesting time.
And in Bogart's case, the reason I had him at the top of my list is, A, it's baseball, and I understand, at least nationally, baseball is still a big deal. But I think fans love this guy. He took a smaller deal to stay here than he could have. He's really, really good, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Make an argument that he could be the best all-around shortstop in the game if you want to. But people just love the guy. Never said a bad word. Never been involved in any controversy. Mookie Betts would be at the top of my list if he were still here.
Yeah, and so Mookie had always been, you know, since Bogarts has been on the team, you've had, like, Ortiz and Mookie have been more popular than him. So this is sort of a year where this would have been Bogarts' team. I mean, it still will be, but again, with the 60 games and, like, how they're going to do it, like, that does throw things off a little bit. But if you just played a full 162 to start this year, you know you have Bogarts under contract for a while. You know that now he is, without a doubt, your best player. I think he would have had an opportunity to win it. But I just don't know if the buzz around those guys, maybe based more on their personality and also the way the game was... Yeah, no, not MVP buzz. I'm just talking
about,
you know,
no,
just excitement overall. I feel like the other three teams right now, because of maybe where they're at, have a little bit more juice behind them.
And as we said, none of our candidates from any of our lists would be considered the best player in the league. I mean, not even close.
Now, this year, I mean, would you say if you were doing your MVP voting for the NHL, how high would Pasternak get?
He'd be in the top five, maybe.
Yeah, so not bad. I mean... Yeah,
I certainly wouldn't make the case that he's the best player in the NHL.
No, yeah, no, he's not.
Love me some Bruins, love me some Pasternak.
He might be the closest.
Yep.
Tatum was threatening to be, you know, maybe second team All-NBA. You know, we'll see how that shakes out. But you're right, they don't have anybody anymore that is the top guy.
And in terms, and the premise here was popularity.
Right.
In terms of popularity, how much does being the best player in the league compare to, God, he's never said anything wrong. I mean, everybody loves him. He's great in the community. All of those other things, which, I mean, virtually, I don't know what Rafael Devers does in the community. I don't know.
Right.
I know what Bergeron does. I know what Bogarts has done. I know what Edelman still does. I mean, they're very active in the community, still trying to do other things off the field, off the court, off the ice. How much does that play into it?
I think none. I think it should.
In terms of popularity, you don't think so?
Yeah, I really don't. I think it probably should, right? It would speak better to, you know, fans be like, I recognize a good human, but I bet if you go to Kansas City, I bet there are Tyreek Hill jerseys just flying off the shelves, and I bet if you ask, hey, besides Patrick Mahomes, who's one of the most popular guys on the team? You're like, Tyreek Hill. And you're like, well, do you know what he did? Like, I don't care. He's fast.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, my guess is, like, when Antonio Brown was here, and if he was able to stay on the team, I think he would have been one of the most popular players on the team. Is he a great guy? No. Do you want to hang out with him? Probably not. But do you like watching him play football? Yes. So I think those things, you know, the charity work and everything that Gronk did, that was incredible. But I don't think it made him sell more jerseys necessarily.
And Gronk was one of those guys who, to his credit, was incredible off the field. When you learned about what he was doing off the field, it wasn't because of him. It was, you know, the parents of a kid that he went to visit posted a video, or you know, the doctors at the hospital where Gronk went to visit posted something. Gronk never did any of that stuff. That's the way it is with Bergeron as well, by the way.
Right.
We don't know anything that he does, other than he's got the suite that he pays for at the Garden, where every single home game he was hosting kids from Mass General, kids from the Jimmy Fund, you know, kids from Children's Hospital. He did it every single game, but you never knew about it.
Yeah, but I just think in the overall scheme of things, I think people more so, they care about what they do on the field, court, ice, than the stuff off the court.
And it's probably fair that, you know, you care more about who they are as players than you do as who they are as people. But it's the hesitation I have in terms of popularity. I mean, who's the best player? Fine. Pasternak's a better player than Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah, no, I know. But popularity, again, that's why it's hard to really know. And how do you really quantify it? Like, you know, you can look at jersey sales. You can look at social media following. You can look at endorsement deals. You know, like ESPN does this task where they try to take the 100 most popular athletes in the world. And they have like a whole
series.
They're
all soccer guys, right?
Soccer and like NBA guys. Yeah. They have like a whole criteria for it. And, you know, there's
social media presence.
I think one baseball player in the top 100, right? Was it like Bryce Harper may have been in the top 100? But yeah, it's soccer players.
It's like LeBron and then a bunch of soccer players.
Ronaldo, Messi, Neymar, but then, you know, Curry, and there's other guys like that. Some of the individual sports too. Like you might have like a tennis guy or something. But so yeah, I mean, there's probably different ways to sort of figure it out. But I'm just thinking, like, when I go to a game, you know, how often will you, like, whose jerseys and shirts will you see in the crowd? Like, that's one way of kind of you know, figuring out who's the most popular.
Although I still used to see a lot of Katzenmoyer jerseys in the Bruins crowd, this Patriots crowd.
It is popular.
I couldn't understand it.
Popular guy.
Never got it. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get to your calls in just a couple of minutes. We also mentioned Julian Edelman's response to both DeSean Jackson and Steven Jackson. I think it's worth playing that for you as well. It's Dale and Keefe, and it's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
I'll let this cat out of the bag.
On WEEI.
All right, before we get to Julian Edelman, here's this week's Take That Needs a 180, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're trying to lose weight for your first, second, or 100th time, make this the last time with Awaken 180, the only program confident enough to offer free support for life. So sometimes, Rich, somebody's got to explain the NFL to me.
Yeah.
So Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, tweeted out earlier today, NFL teams will be forbidden from post-game interactions within 6 feet of each other, and jersey exchanges between players will be prohibited during the 2020 season, sources say. So you're out tackling each other.
So they're still going to play football, right? They're going to actually play the game that they haven't.
You're going to tackle folks. You're going to hit.
You're in
a
huddle. You're in a huddle with your own guys. And then your offensive and defensive linemen are going to be breathing on each other and pushing each other and cut blocking each other and just doing all that stuff all game long. Wide receivers and corners are going to be locked up. The running back is going to be at the bottom of a pile at some point, or anybody who gets tackled.
I would assume that they would at some point.
Right, so if the ball's on the ground, can everybody go for it? Or just like one guy?
No, you're not allowed. No, one guy, yeah.
So you do that. You play a 60-minute game like that, and then, God forbid, you get close after the game. Wouldn't the damage have been done?
What are you thinking?
So they're going to be doing a lot of testing anyway, and so the hope would be that, you know, the guys that pass the tests and they're able to play, and hopefully nobody on the field has it. But if one guy does have it, I think he could transmit it during the game just as easily as he could in the handshake afterwards. And it's not like they do a standard handshake line anyway where everybody touches everybody, but they want to go talk to a friend or a former college teammate or something.
No, you can't do that this year.
And the jersey exchange? You think these guys are like, all right, I'll just see you afterwards. Like, I can't give it to you on the field, but I'll see you in the tunnel and I'll just hand it to you then.
So there are some NFL players who have responded to this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson writes, "That's damn silly, bro."
I agree with him.
"Then explain to me why they are allowing us to play at all.
Right.
The other four quarters don't matter. I don't understand, so help me, sir."
Well, this is one of those things where, and I know Major League Soccer was dealing with this when they first returned as well, but there were all these protocols about how you enter the building, how you are in your locker room and the space between everybody and all that other stuff. And then you get out into the practice field, or in this case, the game field, and nothing's different.
You're hitting.
Nothing's different. The game is the same. Everybody's on top of each other and everything else. And then when the game's over, it's like, all right, let's take it. It's basically like, put your mask on, take it seriously again. It's like, well, I mean, I don't think that's, doesn't really make any sense.
So Richard Sherman, a very eloquent spokesperson for the National Football League, tweeted out, "This is a perfect example of NFL thinking in a nutshell. Players can go engage in a full contact game and do it safely.
Right.
However, it is deemed unsafe for them to exchange jerseys after said game." And he's got a lot of crying, laughing, cry emojis,
I would imagine, yeah.
Darius Slay tweeted out, "So we can tackle each other for 60 minutes.
60 minutes.
But can't exchange jersey that takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, and I don't get it. And, you know, after the game, we've all seen these guys. You know, sometimes they get in like a prayer circle, or some guys just have conversations with their friends or whatever. And, like, they can't stand out there and talk. Or if they do, they have to be 6 feet away. And then you can't, like, give them your jersey. It makes no sense. It really doesn't.
And I'll be magnanimous and say that the NFL's trying to do the right thing. I'll say that. Did not anybody say, wait a minute, they're out there hitting the crap out of each other for 60 minutes. But after the game, they can't get within 6 feet of each other?
Well, this is the same, probably the same group that said, hey, you know what we can do is if a team hires a black head coach, we can give them a high draft pick. It's the same plan. Like, let's talk this out a little bit at first. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, you know, because I at least kind of understand it. You know, if you can, especially when guys are going into the stadium and if they're going to get tested and all that stuff, if you want to kind of, you know, keep your distance there, I guess that makes sense because, you know, you're waiting the results of the test or whatever. But once you've played a whole game, what's the difference? Like, it really shouldn't matter.
And one quick note before we get to Julian Edelman's eloquent response to Deshaun Jackson. I have good news for you, Rich.
Okay, I like good news.
The Red Sox schedule has been released for 2021.
All right, so I get my ticket. Am I going to be able to attend those games?
Home game. They open the season at home.
Oh, I don't like
it. On April Fool's Day, April 1st against Baltimore.
What do you think the weather is going to be like for that game?
Really rotten.
Cold.
It'll be horrible.
Cold.
It's just not going to be much fun. Now, here's the irony, because I'll interject a personal note here. My daughter was supposed to get married here in August, and needless to say, everything got postponed.
Yeah.
Her wedding is April 3rd of 2021, and we're kind of planning that the weather's not going to be great for that either.
Yeah, an indoor affair?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'd say so.
As opposed to August 2nd when it was supposed to be, now April 3rd, right. We're thinking indoors.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's an option at Fenway.
I never understood why they would play games early on in the season at home. I know Alex Cora had a big problem with it last year. Couldn't believe that they opened up the season out west, but kind of makes sense. Like, put off playing games at Fenway Park as late as possible.
So we haven't played a game yet in the 2020 season, but we have the 2021 schedule released today by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, what is that for? Season ticket holders? Or what's the point?
I can't figure it out. Yeah. So earlier in the week, Deshaun Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, tweeted some things. I mean, just advice here from Uncle Dale. Anything that you tweet that you think was originally said by Adolf Hitler, I might skip it.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd go there. And then you look even dumber when you quote Adolf Hitler, but it's not even something that he said.
No, he didn't say it, but yeah, you thought he said it.
Yeah, it was a tough start all around for DeSean Jackson.
So DeSean Jackson said some things which he has since tried desperately to take back. Steven Jackson has actually kind of advocated what DeSean Jackson was saying. No relation that I know of. But I give credit where credit is due. Julian Edelman, who is a Jewish professional athlete in the National Football League, responded to DeSean Jackson and did so eloquently.
I've been getting hit up by everyone asking me about this DeSean Jackson post, and I wanted to take some time before I responded because it's a complicated issue, and I wanted to be thoughtful. I've seen DeSean play in his career, make outstanding football plays. We've communicated over social media. I've got nothing but respect for his game. I know he said some ugly things, but I do see an opportunity to have a conversation. I'm proud of my Jewish heritage. And for me, it's not just about religion. It's about community and culture as well. I'm unusual because I didn't identify as Jewish until later in my life. Whenever I encountered hatred, it never really felt like it was aimed at me. It was only after I was part of this community that I learned how destructive hate is. Antisemitism is one of the oldest forms of hatred. It's rooted in ignorance and fear. I remember experiencing a little bit of this hate in 2011 when I was called a c*** on the football field. There's no room for antisemitism in this world. Even though we're talking about antisemitism, I don't want to distract from how important the Black Lives Matter movement is and how we need to stay behind it. I think the Black and Jewish communities have a lot of similarities. One unfortunate similarity is that they are both attacked by the ignorant and the hateful. It's really hard to see the challenges a community can face when you're not part of it. So what we need to do is, we need to listen, we need to learn, we need to act. We need to have those uncomfortable conversations if we're going to have real change. So to that end, DeSean, let's do a deal. How about we go to DC and I take you to the Holocaust Museum, and then you take me to the Museum of African American History and Culture. Afterwards, we grab some burgers and we have those uncomfortable conversations.
Brilliantly done by Julian Edelman.
Yeah, well done. I mean, I think we've been talking about this a lot with other matters, especially with Black Lives Matter, is, you know, if somebody says something that is, you know, offensive or stupid or whatever it might be, and if your response is just, oh, this guy's the worst, let's get rid of him, you know, let's cancel him, let's get rid of him, well, how is that going to change? Like, you're looking for change, so you need to be open for a change. And so Edelman's response, I thought, was great, and we'll see if DeSean Jackson takes him up on it or however it goes, but that's probably the best way to do it. It's going to be some uncomfortable conversations, but if you actually want to break through to somebody, that's what you have to do. I thought that was good.
Jeff Lurie owns the Philadelphia Eagles. He is Jewish himself. You wonder what he thinks when he saw the posts by DeSean Jackson. Now, DeSean Jackson has tried desperately, since he posted these original things, the anti-Semitic messages that he posted, he has tried desperately to back away from it.
Yeah, he has had a few different apologies, right? He had a written one. He had a video that he did. He's had a few of these apologies. Now, Jeffrey Lurie and guys within the Eagles organization would definitely know him better than like you or I would.
Yep.
And I just think it comes down to one of those things like, is this like, yeah, of course DeSean Jackson said this, or is it a, he didn't know what he was doing, he's dumb. Like, he's dumb. Like, it seems like a stupid thing that he did. I don't know if he's overall dumb or just dumb in this case or whatever it is, but those guys would have a much better sense on the real person.
All right, what else you got coming up next, including, yes, Rich, another Karen.
Oh, boy. There's no shortage.
There is no shortage of Karens. This one needs her teeth cleaned, but won't go well. Oh. Don't we all? I mean, I'm kind of waiting for my appointment still.
That's true.
But we've got another Karen coming up. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we may have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Richard?
Well, Dale, as you know, the baseball schedules are out both for this year and
next year.
But let's stick with this year because it's 60 games, you know. That's
You're not
all, that's
cranked
all we
up
have.
About that April 1st home game against Baltimore next year?
Let's cross that bridge when we get to it. But good news is this. As it relates to this upcoming season, Mike Francesa fired up about the Yankees schedule, and he breaks it down like none other.
Here's the Yankees, okay. At Washington, at Philly, home Philly, home Red Sox, at Orioles, at Rays, home Braves, Red Sox, Rays, at the Mets, at the Braves, home Mets, home Rays, at the O's, at the Jays, home Orioles, home Jays, at the Red Sox, at the Jays. They close with three against the Marlins at home. Off days for the Yankees.
Oh.
August 10, August 14, August 24, August 27, September 3, September 14.
We make a note.
Did you get that?
Hold on.
That's amazing.
Break out my calendar.
That's now, the very first time he ran through it, he did say Red Sox.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was hanging
at Orioles, at Rays.
It's just amazing. Now, I know he is one of the most successful sports radio hosts in the history.
The Godfather.
History of the medium.
Yeah.
But there's definitely... I guess
it's like
maybe,
how Drake's the most successful rapper. Same thing.
But it's, yeah, it's one right. of those things
Stop
where
hitting Drake like
it's
that.
Like it's unaware that the schedule that he's looking at is also available in all of our hands.
I got right, it right like here. Just,
and I
I'm looking at it,
and I get it. Like because when he started in the business,
by the way, we
you
should
all
we should add
it at
here.
The same time.
We should also add that he did that for the Yankees
and the Mets.
He then went through the whole Mets schedule in the exact same way.
Right. And I can understand maybe there was a time
at the Phillies
where he has it before everybody else does. That's
at the
not
Red
the case.
Sox.
That's not the case anymore.
Horn for the Rays.
And how can you even retain any of that? I'm like, wait, so when are they playing the Sox?
What?
Like,
hold what on. Back up a minute.
And then how about here are their off days. For what? What do I need that for? But I guess that's more for him. He's like, all
right. Oh, August 14th.
Show gets preempted, right?
That's why. Oh, it's definitely a selfish
thing. He reads
thing.
It once on the air and he always remembers it.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right, we've been bringing you audio from Karens. And by the way, I feel bad for Karens, real Karens out there, because they've been stuck with this label. These are people who've been videotaped, you know, in their local big box store, wherever. We have a new Karen. This Karen has gone into a dentist's office. Now, look, I'm waiting for the call from my dentist. I also would like to get my teeth cleaned. But this Karen is at her dentist's office. And she ain't having it.
You're going to work on my teeth, not my nose. I don't wear a mask getting my teeth cleaned.
But it's about the safety of all of us.
Fine, I'll cover my mouth. Can I go be seated now?
No, because you're not filling out the forms or letting us take your temperature. It's about protecting our
You can't take my temperature. Everybody. That's against the law.
All right, well, I can't.
You're not an MD.
We can't see you. That's
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager, and this entire company, Smile, whatever you call it, dental. I do have that right, and I talked to my attorney before I came here, too.
Okay.
So does he want that to happen? I've waited long enough for my teeth to be cleaned, okay? Let's get this done.
Ugh, the I'll sue you, Karen, is the worst cut Karen.
I spoke to my attorney before I came here, you know, because she was predicting that she was going to get hassled because you're a moron and you won't wear a mask.
I think they can turn you away. All you have to do is put the sign up that says, you know, no mask, no service.
You know that whole no shirts, no shoes, no service?
You can't take my temperature. Like, it's not an anal probe. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, we don't know. It might have been. I don't know.
If that's actually how they do it, they'd have a line around the block. But it's just one of those little...
Cavity check.
Yeah, it's just one of those little, like, you know, guns that they put, like, the little laser...
Yeah,
a little forehead thing. That's 2 seconds.
We have one of those here in the house. Susan and I have one of those little infrared things. You point at your forehead.
That's it.
You hit the button. Poof.
Yeah. We have one, too. It doesn't work. It's like 97. Then it's like 106. It's like 44. Like
106. I hope you're getting checked.
I couldn't get it off of Celsius at one point for a while. It's an issue. It's not great.
Just convert it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do the conversion.
Time is like math. 5/8, I think, in your head, right?
Yeah. That's
so right. So Wiggy is in with OMF today, and he's in the house with us right now. Hey, Wig.
What is up, fellas? Yeah, I got one of those thermometers, too. But mine,
it doesn't work.
You run across the forehead. So
you just like swipe it?
Yeah, it's kind of swipe.
So you heard our conversation about the top five
I really
most popular athletes in Boston
it's
right
not
now.
Starting to call in on my driving.
You have your own top five?
I do have my
top five Hamilton songs. Go.
Thomas Jefferson was the man. Number five. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, so I have my own top five.
All right, let's hear it.
And so this was, I was listening to all, like, most popular athletes.
Most popular.
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 Not best.
That is it. Number five, Pasta.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And Shime convinced me of this, but I think he's right. Number four, Zidane O'Chara.
Oh, you want Chara for?
Yeah.
I hear people ripping him.
But
now.
They may rip him, but we're talking strictly popularity of recognizable, this guy being popular.
Okay. All right.
You know.
Hard to miss him, isn't it? When he's 6'9" walking down the street.
That plays into it. Number three, Jason Tatum. I agree with you on the Tatum thing.
Okay.
Because basketball players are so much more popular than, you know, hockey players and basically every other sport except for football. In football, number two, Cam Newton.
I'm with you.
But now he hasn't worn the uniform yet.
But it doesn't matter,
Wade.
Though. It's about most popular.
Most popular. Okay.
I guarantee you he has the highest selling jersey before
the 100%. I think he's going to be hugely popular today.
Right, but I bet you he has it now, before the season starts, his jersey will be the highest selling jersey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And number one, only by a little bit, Julian Edelman.
That's who I had.
Yes.
I think he's number one. You know what you can make an argument for a top five? Taco Fall.
People
love Fall.
People also love Marcus Smart.
Marcus
Smart. I have never seen a fan base rally around a bench player like Celtics fans rally around Marcus Smart.
You could make the argument for four and five to bump out Chara and Pasta for a taco.
People like
tacos. So Wig, you got no Xander Bogaerts, got no Rafael Devers.
No, not even close. No Patrice Bergeron. I mean,
I think Bergeron is more popular than Chara.
He might be a better player, but
No, just popularity. People love him.
Because I think the thing that helps Big Z is his size, and that makes him.
They do love that about it, but I've heard somebody say, get him off the top pair. I've heard somebody say that. But that doesn't apply to Bergeron, though.
But that doesn't mean that has nothing to do with the popularity.
Take away
the diehard hockey player, right? So go to the diehard basketball player, right? That doesn't really know much about hockey and that kind of thing and go, okay.
Not like yourself.
I'm a hockey expert. Right?
I know.
And go, all right, there are two people. Who's this guy and who's that guy? And,
I got you.
10 out of 10 popularity. Whose jersey would you rather have? Zidane or Charles? I think that's what I'm
I'd rather have Bergeron.
That's when I look at.
If you're talking about jersey.
No,
which
but.
Which Bergeron?
But I'm looking at. That's how I view popularity, right? Popularity is based on, the guy that you know when you're not a diehard fan. Hockey players will say Bergeron.
Oh, yeah, because the Selkies.
Yeah, because of other things. But people, when we're doing this exercise, it's strictly non-diehards, and it's the pink hats of
I got you.
Sports. So,
all right, cool.
So we have a two tight end show this afternoon.
Yep. Yeah, double tights. We're going 12.
Double tights
personnel,
with a middle infielder.
If you want to go really deep.
12 personnel, really popular in the NFL.
Yeah.
You want to go deep in the weeds, 12 personnel.
I like it. Good.
Deep.
What are you guys doing today? Do you know?
I think we're going to start Cam Newton, obviously. Mm-hmm. The second most popular athlete in all of Boston
Good
right
place
now.
To start.
There you go.
We'll start with Cam Newton, and then we got some, other stuff. We'll talk a little bit of, I don't know. Dale, Panther Man's might get to me. I don't think there's going to be a college football or high school football.
I think it's scary, but you might be right, Wig.
And Massachusetts is doing so good. But I don't think there's going to.
All right, here's his music. Here comes Panther Man.
Uh-oh. Look out.
Canceling sports left and right.
I didn't think my mind could be manipulated, but.
I know.
So they will talk about that and everything else. So I'm jumping in with the MFers today.
OMF is coming up next with Wiggy. Rich, I'm going to take tomorrow off.
Have a good weekend, Dale.
Not that I go anywhere or do anything, but I'll be here with my wife, and we'll be getting on each other's nerves because we're really sick of each other at this point. Let's be honest.
It'll be me and Greg Dickerson tomorrow,
nice.
10 to 2. Yes.
Well, don't exchange jerseys at the end of the show, okay?
Won't do that.
Let's
don't worry about it.
Be safe.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you guys later. OMF's coming up next. Bye. Because you're a moron and you won't wear a mask.
That's all, folks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.